Princess Scientist Book Club, Episode 8. Hi there.
Hi.
This is Lab Assistant Mommy.
And I am Princess Scientist.
You had to think about it, didn't you?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. And do you know our last podcast was in June?
I can't believe it. It was so long.
I mean, I know.
It was in the summer. It was a whole summer.
Yeah, whole summer ago.
In about a month.
No.
Of school.
Yes, you've been in school for about a month, so you are now in third grade.
Woo!
You're about to turn 8 this week.
Yep, and I'm learning some fourth grade stuff. Woo!
Already learning fourth grade stuff? Like what?
2000s.
I don't know what that means.
20,000 and plus.
I still don't know what that means.
Stuff like that.
20,000 plus stuff?
Oh, it's stuff that you need to learn everything about 99,999. And then if you go to 10,000, you'll be officially in the fourth grade.
Oh, if you know how to deal, if you know how to do numbers over 10,000?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You're doing fourth grade work.
Well, congratulations.
That's the double challenge.
Double challenge.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, well, here's what happened. We got busy, as families are wont to do, and we did record twice over the summer. We just haven't edited it yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to say hi. We are not pod-fated.
Hi.
And we're going to play both of those episodes back-to-back in this file. And then when we get a chance to record again, which should be soon, darn it, we will be recording with Lab Assistant Daddy, and we'll probably go over our big trip this summer. Where do we go, Princess Scientist?
Australia!
Yes, we hopped on a plane and went to Australia for 2 weeks. We went to a science fiction convention where Princess Scientist was...
I was cold.
Well, yes, it was winter down there, but...
And spring. Early spring.
Yes, early spring. Anyway, we're not going to go into the details until we have Lab Assistant Daddy with us, because we did a lot more than go to Worldcon. But let's see. Let's talk briefly about what we're reading. You're still reading Order of the Phoenix. You've been reading that for several months now, but you read just a little bit every day. And you and I, actually, we're all reading The Mysterious Benedict Society.
Yep. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is what I'm reading right now.
What do you think?
It's very scary. Umbridge, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, beep, 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 beep.
Umbridge has just become...
What are you looking at me for? I don't know where you are in the book.
Umbridge, well, Professor Umbridge has just become what Dumbledore was.
Headmaster.
Yeah,
headmaster. She's headmistress.
She's headmistress.
Right, so got rid of Dumbledore and then she took over. Mm. Scary.
But at least Fred and George are taking care of it.
Oh, good. Good. I like
Fred
and George.
Doing pranks and stuff.
Yes. So.
And the teachers aren't even worrying about the pranks anymore because they're glad that they're playing all those pranks on Umbridge.
That's right. Didn't Professor McGonagall even help Peeves out at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
was.
And Peeves actually took an order.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. From another student.
Well, and we're reading Mysterious Benedict Society, which is so good that for the first time, Princess Scientist has requested both her dad and I read it to her. The way our routine goes is I put her to bed and read to her one night, and then her dad puts her to bed and reads to her the next night.
A different book each night.
Yeah, usually. But this time, she wants nothing but Mysterious Benedict Society.
It is so good!
Can you give us a brief plot line of Mysterious Benedict Society?
It is about kids who are trying to stop a bad guy, which is usually in science fiction books.
And yes, this is kind of science fiction, yes. Well, he's got a device that doesn't exist. I suppose that means science fiction, but...
There's a device that makes you believe that you don't have any fears at all, and he plans to take over the world with it.
Yes. Why is it called Mysterious Benedict Society?
Because there is an adult that made them do a lot of tests, and whoever got good scores on the tests got to go with Mr. Benedict. That is the man who made them take the test.
Well, the way you're describing it sounds like it's not a fun thing to be in the Mysterious Benedict Society. Why do these kids want to help him out?
Because the bad guy is going to take over the world.
Do they want to help him stop the bad guy?
Yeah.
Did he also give them a place where they felt they belonged?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were all either orphans or unwanted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about the characters?
Well, Sticky, which is his actual name is George Washington.
Yeah, is he
the president.
Is he an orphan?
No, he has parents, but what do you call him?
He's a runaway?
What did his parents want from him?
Sticky has a memory that he has a perfect memory.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put him on game shows.
Yeah. And he always won the game shows, and he was his money cow.
Yes, he was their cash cow.
Yeah.
Very good. That's awesome.
Cash cow.
And so then he was the cash cow, and he ran away and looked to see if they cared, and they were actually more upset that they were going to be losing money than being concerned about their son. So
they weren't even looking for him.
That's right, because they got more attention with him being gone.
Yeah.
So,
they didn't love him at all.
And then we have, who's Kate?
Kate, is an orphan. Her dad ran away, and her mother died. She is very adventurous and has a bucket full of tools, which is very useful at times.
Was she in the circus?
Yeah.
Is she really good and very dexterous and...
Dexterous?
Yes, she has very high dexterity. She climbs up ropes and walks on balls and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. She's very flexible,
mm-hmm.
like me.
What about Rainy?
Rainy is very smart, good at puzzles. He's the main character.
Mm-hmm. And what about Constance?
Constance, she is so irritable because of these messages Mr. Curtin, the bad guy, is sending out.
Yes, but she's
very
also kind of cranky overall, isn't she?
Yeah. When she did the test scores, she was so cranky. She did so bad on the test scores. What is wrong? With this picture, I think it was. And Constance answered, "What is wrong with you?"
That's right. Yeah, so in the test, it wasn't exactly who got it right and who got it wrong.
It was
also how they did, because Kate got all the questions wrong. But remember when she helped out number two?
Yeah.
She helped...
Number two, the pencil lady.
Yeah, the pencil lady. Okay, so, anyway, Mysterious Benedict Society, highly, highly recommended by Princess Scientist.
Yep.
We are almost done with it. And what are we going to read next? There are other books in Mysterious Benedict Society. There's also more books in the 39 Clues series we haven't read. And there's more books in the Percy Jackson series we haven't read.
There are other Secret Benedict Society books, and I think I might like those.
True. But we also own the other
Molly Moon book.
Their Molly Moon book. Wow, we have a lot of books we gotta read. We gotta read more. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We also have the series which very sad. Has a sad ending. Always has a sad ending.
Oh. Mm-hmm. A series of unfortunate events. Yeah. I read part of that one and I didn't really like it. And
it was so bad.
I've heard kids usually like it more than adults do, but you didn't like it either, did you?
I didn't.
No?
I only like stories with happy endings.
Okay.
Happy endings.
Okay.
Not sad endings, happy endings.
Okay. Okay.
Grr.
Okay. Well, You got the arms crossed there. You're looking mean. You are. She's serious, people. Happy endings or Princess Scientist gets mad.
Happy endings are good.
Anyway, we're back. I'm going to play two more episodes right after this one.
Yay!
we have, if you want to email us, you can email princess.scientist@gmail.com. And if you would like to check out the website, it's princess-scientist.com. So, website is a dash, email is a dot.
Dot.
Just to confuse you all. So we are so glad to be back, and we're going to be recording more this fall, I believe, aren't we, Princess Scientist?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then tell everybody goodbye, and I'll start to get editing on the other things.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Everybody, goodbye!
Princess Scientist Book Club, Episode 8.
At least we're sure.
No, I'm sure I checked.
Oh.
Anyway, hi, I am Lab Assistant Mommy.
And I am Princess Scientist.
And we are here doing number 8, and we're staying pretty constant at doing one every month, which is kind of sad. It would be nice if we could do them a little bit more often, but it is summer now. Princess Scientist is at camp a lot, and so we still don't have a whole lot of time. How are you enjoying the summer?
It is great!
So tell me about your camps.
Well, Camp Kanata was mostly about woods, wildness, not disturbing the woods and wildness, not picking up rocks, definitely not throwing at people.
Did you throw rocks at people?
No.
Did you pick up rocks?
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Okay. So, you went to Camp Kanata. What else did you do? What was the big thing you did at Camp Kanata?
Sing songs.
You rode horses.
Yay!
Yes, how was horseback riding?
Great! I learned how to ride in a circle.
Yes.
And how to trot on my last day.
You know they can't see you doing that.
I know.
Okay. So, and then you went up to your grandfather's place for a month, or a week. You went up to Dajo's place in the mountains. And what'd you do up there?
Mystery Hill!
Yes, we did Mystery Hill. We did Tweetsie Railroad. We did, you went on a rafting trip, didn't you?
Yeah, rafting!
But one thing that the schools and the libraries always try to get kids to do is they try to make sure they're reading through the summer. Are you reading through the summer, ma'am?
Oops.
Oops? What are you talking about? You're reading all the time.
Mostly comic books and stuff.
Well, tell us about your Ramona kick.
Ooh! I had a big Ramona kick in the mountains. Read the whole first series.
Which was what?
Ramona and Beezus. Ramona the Pest, Ramona the Brave, and Ramona her father. I got Ramona and her mother. Ramona Quimby, age 8. Ramona Forever and Ramona's World at...
When Grandma visited. I don't know what you're trying to do, but your mouth's very wide open. A couple of weeks ago, when your grandmother visited.
Yeah,
right?
And at Barnes & Noble.
There, that's what you're trying to say. Okay. So, tell us a little bit about Ramona.
She thinks up crazy ideas, and when in Ramona and Beezus, it's mostly about Beezus. Ramona is a pest in Ramona the Pest because... It says that on the cover. Mm-hmm. Ramona's a brave. She's really brave because she faces up to a mean dog and throws her shoe at him and goes downstairs after recess to get some paper clips and stuff and make a slipper.
Mm-hmm.
She has very crazy ideas. Very crazy.
Do you like Ramona?
Yes, she's a lot like me. Except I don't put these burrs in my hair.
No, you don't put burrs in your hair.
She made a crown of burrs.
Right, and you've never You've never invited all your friends over to have a party during a rainy day at our house.
Yeah, without telling you guys.
Yes. So you've read a whole bunch of Ramona books. You just read Henry and Beezus, right?
Yeah.
Did you like that book?
Mm-hmm. It's really funny. And I read Henry and Ribsy without even knowing it was about Ramona and Beezus, too.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't see both of them in the book. I only saw Henry and Ribsy, but when I was reading the Ramona book, novel, well, when I was reading Henry and Beezus, I just realized that when I was reading Ribsy and Henry and Ribsy, it was Henry Beezus' friend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize Ribsy was in the other Ramona books.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we like Beverly Cleary is what we're getting out of this. You and I are still reading The Lightning Thief, right? Yes, stop that. They can't see you. You're acting all crazy and showing off and they can't see you.
Stop that.
So we're reading The Lightning Thief. We're almost done. You know, we've had to take time off with visiting relatives and you visiting relatives and stuff. So we're not as far along in The Lightning Thief as we could be. We're almost at the end. Tell us a little bit about Percy Jackson and The Lightning Thief. Well, Lightning Thief is what it's called.
Now, Percy Jackson just battled Ares, the God of War, and he won.
How did he win?
With the force of water and knowledge.
This is the spoiler alert.
Beep, 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 woo, woo, woo.
Sorry about that. But didn't something else stop Ares?
The thing in the pit.
Yeah.
He knows what it is, and I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
What do you think the pit thing in the pit is? Percy has heard the thing in the pit in his dreams, and when he went to Hades, he almost got dragged into the pit, didn't he? Oh, no, Grover almost got dragged into the pit.
Uh-huh, by his flying shoes that were gave to him by his camp colleague Luke. Mm-hmm. So, and we've seen the movie, so, spoiler alert again for the movie, beep, beep, beep.
So tell us about how the movie was different.
Well, Grover didn't get dragged into the pit, and there wasn't even the thing in the pit. There was Hades, but that was a girl, and Grover got left behind at Hades.
No, Hades wasn't a girl. Hades was a boy.
I mean, there was a girl.
Persephone
there
was a there.
Girl. I know. I was trying to say that.
Okay, Persephone, Hades' wife, was there.
Yeah, and the three-headed dog, well, he didn't actually make a friend. And there wasn't the lady that ran the restaurant and then killed people?
Yes, there was.
There
she
was?
Didn't run a restaurant.
What was it?
Medusa was there. Medusa was in the movie.
It wasn't Medusa, right?
No, Medusa ran the restaurant.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
They were really hungry? She cooked for them and then she tried to kill them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was in the movie. Ares wasn't really in the movie, though. Was
Ares?
He?
Oh, yeah, he wasn't. And there wasn't that big battle. There wasn't the toilet thing. Yuck. I don't even want to tell you about that.
Okay.
There wasn't the bullies. Luke didn't act. There wasn't Kevin Seven. Pretty much a lot of non-things.
But did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Do you like the book?
Yeah.
Good.
Parts I don't understand in the book. Like the thing in the pit. You always stop on a cliffhanger.
Well, I usually stop at a stopping point, which is either mid-chapter, if the chapter's long and it's late, or at the end of the chapter. And a lot of times the cliffhanger's at the end. It's not that you don't understand, it's just we haven't gotten, the story hasn't revealed that yet.
The thing in the pit, what is that thing in the pit?
I don't know what the thing in the pit is. I promise, I don't know. The pit is in Hades. It's in Tartarus. Or the pit is Tartarus. I can't remember.
Tartarus?
Yes. That's a bad place in Hades, obviously. So anyway, what have you been reading with your dad?
Alice in Wonderland 2? No, than me.
Is it
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Okay. Through the Looking Glass. She's going to get the book for me now. Are you enjoying it? I never read it.
Yeah.
What happens in Through the Looking Glass?
Sit
down and talk into the microphone, please.
Well, there's some talking flowers. Down the rabbit hole, we haven't heard this about. Alice in Wonderland. And Through the Looking Glass? There's Humpty Dumpty. And a sheep riding that sheep that's supposed to be working for a shop that's riding on a boat with her.
Can you say that again?
There's a sheep that's working in a shop that has images. And whenever she does a certain thing, things do appear and disappear. Like an egg turned into Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, wow.
And sat on a wall, crashed, had a great fall.
Right.
And what is the story about the lion and the unicorn?
I don't know. It looks like that's what you're going to read tonight. Don't read ahead.
I did a teensy bit, but only a sentence.
Okay. That's probably okay.
But...
So, we're so close to the end of The Lightning Thief. What are we going to read next? We've got other series. We've got the next book in Percy Jackson. We've got the next book in 39 Clues. There's Molly Moon stories. What would you like to read next?
39 Clues.
39 Clues. Okay. Those books are coming out faster than we can read them.
Yep. Way faster, folks.
I'm still trying to figure out what it is with 39 Clues, because there's 39 Clues, but I think there's only going to be 10 books. So what's going to happen to the other several clues?
But there are two clues in each book.
Not really.
No?
No.
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 There are two clues in each book. I swear.
No, I'm pretty sure there's one at most.
No. I know there are two clues in each book.
That would... Okay, I disagree, but still, that's only 20 clues.
It's close. Maybe there are a bunch of clues at the end, like 5 clues at the end. Or 20,000 clues at the end.
It's not the 20,000 clues series.
Okay. Maybe there are 19 at the end.
Possibly. Okay, so tell us about camp last week and camp this week.
Camp last week was the Lego camp. It was a hit, I tell you.
What did you do?
Well, we worked on programs, which was really boring. And
how was it a hit if it was really boring?
Recess was not a hit at the start, but at the end of the camp, it was a hit.
Okay.
And the first part of the hit camp was not a hit. The second part and the third part were not a hit. But there were 4 days that were hits.
Okay, what do you like? What did you like about the camp?
That on the last 2 days, on the second to last day, we played very fairly with the boys.
Okay. Did you build some Lego stuff?
Yes, like in General Center time, we built mostly ships, submarines, not really submarines. So, I just forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, how about next week? What are you going to do?
Okay, now I remember. Don't make me forget again.
Don't
okay, talk. We built Legos in the General Center time. And in the, real learning time, we did programs, and we made a death robot at the end.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Okay.
And it killed a person with, and...
Someone in your class died?
No.
Oh.
A Lego person.
Oh, okay.
And the escape pod, if the thing explodes, kills a person when he tries to get out of it. At least his legs falls off.
Okay.
If he's careful, he can slip out.
Okay. Would you like to do some listener email?
Yes.
Okay. She's gone operatic on us. So we have our email address, which we sometimes forget to tell you, is princess.scientist@gmail.com. Gmail.com.
I said that.
You said email.
Email.com.
No. Let's try it again. princess.scientist@gmail.com. Okay. So.
Hey, Princess Scientist, do you like comic books? Because if I do, I have a suggestion for you. The name of the book is Courtney Crumman. I read all of the 3 books.
Well, read more.
And here are the whole series of Courtney Crumman. Courtney Crumman and Night Kings, read
Slow
that.
Down.
Courtney Crumman and the Coven of Mystics, read that. Courtney Crumman and the Twilight Kingdom, read that. And I haven't read this one.
Which one is it?
Courtney Crumman's Monstrous Holiday.
Okay, well now you have something to get at the bookstore when we go again.
In Courtney Crumman, the books, there are flying monsters, werewolves, and stuff I think you would like. And I would like to be on a podcast about the insides of human bodies and stuff like that. From your big fan...
Alana.
What's the next one? Oh, yeah. A listener sent us Cthulhu stuffed animals.
That's
made
right.
From yarn.
Yes.
And they are very, very cute.
Yes, thank you. I believe that was Penguin Poet who crocheted us some Cthulhu dolls. And I will have to put those in the show notes. So picture those in the show notes because they are adorable. Very cute.
So cute! Okay, where are
okay, next mail.
Hi, I am...
Arwen,
I have some books suggested. My sister and I have read a book called Franny K. Stein, Mad Scientist. I'm very interested in those because I read one book at my school.
Are there more? Is
yes.
it a series?
Yeah.
Okay.
We both loved it. It is a great book for people who like to invent stuff. I also love the comic book Coraline. Is mostly like the book, but in comic book form. I just thought I would mention some books.
Thank you, Arwen. That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, and I've read Franny K. Stein, the first book, I think. It was the first book.
Yeah, I seem to remember you reading that one. That's pretty cool.
At my school, you weren't there.
No, but I believe you brought it home. I would like to mention that Princess Scientist got a long list nomination for a Parsec Award. We sent in our, for Best New Podcasting Team, we sent in our sample for that, and we'll find out about the short list to find out if we were officially nominated later. We got one more email.
Dear Princess Scientist, we heard today that you were giving your mom extra time today to do something from her jar of awesome. I just wanted to say thank you because you, when you did that, she set up a Twitter feed for I Should Be Writing Project, and there are loads and loads of us who are going to enjoy that. So really, your gift to Mom was also a gift to a lot of us out here too. Thank you, Princess Scientist, that you are very wise and kind, and the world is a better place when people are wise and kind. The world needs more people like you. Your humble servant and loyal subject. I take that as a compliment. Thank you. Ross Bennett, Kilgore, Texas.
Thank yeehaw. You. Yes, thank you, Ross. Yeah, thank you for the yeehaw for Texas. Yes, thank you. Prince. If you don't read my blog or Tumblr, Princess Scientist had seen a jar I have on my desk called the Jar of Awesome, where I list my projects that I want to do if I ever have time, but I rarely have time. And so she asked if we could come home from the pool a little bit early so that we can take the time I was going to allocate to her for the pool, and then she would give that to me to do something for my Jar of Awesome. So I picked something out of my Jar of Awesome, and I made a Twitter feed for I Should Be Writing.
Twitter feed? What's that?
It's just a website where you can post quick little messages of 140 characters or less. Do we need
you
one?
Made that?
Yeah. Do we need one for Princess Scientist?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make all of Twitter. I just made one for, I just made a little, kind of like a blog, but a very tiny blog. We're recording on my H2 Zoom, and we're in the Princess Scientist headquarters. Or do you want this to be your lair?
Lair.
Okay, the Mad Princess Scientist lair, which is a very pink bedroom.
With a Pokemon poster.
With a Pokemon poster, yes.
And a unicorn picture and lots of girly stuff that I don't... that is very pretty, but I'm kind of a boy girl.
You like everything.
I'm a tomboy.
Yeah, you're kind of a tomboy who wears a lot of dresses.
Yeah.
And you like science and princesses.
Yeah.
And books about adventure.
Yeah.
And...
mostly comic books.
Comic books and rocks. And Pokemon.
Big rock collection.
You like just about everything.
Just about?
Yeah.
What's the thing I don't like?
I don't know. You tell me.
Just about everything.
Yeah. You've never been madly into dinosaurs. You like dinosaurs, but you've never been crazy about them.
I'm crazy about Pokemon.
I know.
And now I'm crazy about this new video game. Spoiler alert.
How is that a spoiler alert?
A video game called Pokemon Blue Rescue Team. I think you should check it out because there's Grondon and Rayquaza in there. If you know Pokemon, you could probably know those names. If you know Pokemon, you could probably know those names. Because there's Grondon and Rayquaza in Pokemon Blue Rescue Team, the video game.
And what platform is this on?
Platform?
What do you play it with?
Oh, it's DS.
Okay, Nintendo DS.
And, it's really cool, but you get a problem when you go to Upper Forest because you peel a chestnut there for a Mankey, the only chestnut you have, and you eat it without even knowing it.
Oh my goodness.
So, that's really hard not to do, so... I'm looking for chestnuts now in Upper Forest. Once I finish Upper Forest, I'm going to battle Grondon.
Okay.
With Absol.
Okay.
Absol is a disaster Pokemon.
that somebody bring out, like, after an earthquake or something?
Nah, they just call it the disaster Pokemon. They blame it for disasters.
Oh, that's the one you blame for hurricanes.
Yeah.
And earthquakes. Okay. So, if you want
Grandon
to...
is actual earthquake and hurricane.
Okay.
Actually, Rayquaza and Grandon are the two... Rayquaza, Grandon, and Kyogre are the three disaster Pokemon and armor Pokemon.
You know, I think we should do a Pokemon podcast, but considering how difficult it is for us to do a regular Princess Scientist podcast, we're going to keep that
down.
Until you learn how to do your own podcasting, yes.
Oh. Can we do a video podcast of Pokemon? It's like little Pokemon fighting?
We'll talk about it. So, if you want to email us, you can email princess.scientist@gmail.com. And if you want to leave a comment on our website, that website is princess-scientist.com. A little hard to keep up with. Sorry about that. Anything else you want to add, Princess Scientist?
Not really.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and tell your friends if you enjoy Princess Scientist. And, that's it. Keep reading. It is a good thing to read, whether it be comic books or chapter books or whatever. Just remember to keep reading. Isn't that right, Princess Scientist?
Yes!
Alright, say bye, Princess Scientist.
Goodbye!
Okay, we're back in the present today, October 10th, and I realized two things. One of our episodes was live from the opening of the new Durham County Library, and it was kind of boring. A lot of we wanted to record, but we didn't want to be too obvious in the library. Right, Princess Scientist?
Right.
So there's like us talking, trying to keep our voices down, but there's a lot of background noise because everyone was so excited about the library. And this was already getting long, so I decided to scrap that. But the reason why I'm back is because I forgot. I said we had an email address, but I hadn't checked the email in way too long. So I grabbed Princess Scientist, and we came back, and now we're going to check out our fan mail. Yep. So this is very sad. I want to give a shout-out to Alex from Perth in Australia. Because he asked us when we were going to Australia, and we didn't read it till we got back. Yeah, we're bad. Come here and read this, Princess Scientist.
My name is Alex...
Purcell.
Purcell from Perth, Australia. I'm 9. My real name is Alexander, but no one calls me that. I really enjoy your podcast. I've listed your first 7 podcasts. They're really cool. It's cool because scientists, mom and dad,
and you
made a lot of jokes. I'm a fan of Harry Potter, and I like the sound of your other books. I'm interested in the Phantom Tollbooth too, and I've seen the movie of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in Harry Potter 1-6. I'm a fan of Captain Underpants, too. We heard you were going to Australia. Are you going to AussieCon in Melbourne?
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if you were there, Alex, but if you were there and we missed you, we're sorry. If you were there and you played with Princess Scientist, then I hope you had fun. Did you meet anybody named Alex? Do you remember?
I don't really remember.
Okay. Anyway, you have a lovely country.
I have read the first book of 39 Clues. Should I read the rest of the series? How many books in the series have you read? I heard you wanted to see platypuses. If you can't find any, we have them in Australia, 20-cent coin. I'm looking forward to your next podcast. I hope it's too not far off. Bye-bye.
Not too far off.
Sorry.
Well, let's go back up to this. How many books in the series of 39 Clues have we read? We read 4, right? 4 books?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think we've read the
been
first 4.
Not that many years, folks.
Okay, so I think we've read at least the first 3, probably the first 4. And do you like it? Should he read them? Amy and Dan, orphans, running around the world.
Cool.
Are we giving 39 Clues the thumbs up? He's waiting for the answer. He's waiting.
I'm thinking. This will take a while. Why don't you do your opinion?
My opinion's I want to keep reading. I want to find out what happens to Amy and Dan.
Well,
they just kind of hit a new city. They hit a new city with every book, but we haven't really had a whole lot of the mystery uncovered yet. It's just very exciting.
Well, I'm sort of interested in the Secret Benedict Society now.
Well, yes. We tried out different books for a different series for variety, and I guess we forget about the old favorites, but I would like to return to 39 Clues. Would you object to that?
Not really. I mean, it's cool.
Okay. Heard you want to see platypuses. Did we see platypuses?
Yep.
We saw several of them, but I even got
to say picture.
Yeah, you got a picture of one.
I have proof.
And you also brought back some coins from Australia, so you've seen the 20-cent coin as well.
20-cent coin!
Yes. So we're sorry that the podcast was a great deal far off. Ah, you're tickling me. Stop it. Yes, sorry, Alex, that the podcast was far off, but thank you for writing. Can you get off the floor, silly child, and thank Alex for his contribution?
Thank you!
All right. Question from Aaron, and this is from Aaron's show, Aaron's World, the dinosaur podcast. You remember Aaron, don't you?
Whoop.
You like his podcast?
Hi, Daddy.
Do you like his podcast?
Yes, I do like his podcast. Hi, Princess Scientist. I love your podcast, and I listen to it sometimes before bed. I'm still learning to read. Some of the books you're reading are still hard for me, but my mommy and daddy help, and we read them together. Do you read all the books on your podcast by yourself, or do you get help, too? Are you older than me, I think you read a lot more than me. Do you have favorite books when you were learning to read, like from first grade? Bye, Aaron.
So, can you remember some of the books you liked? Well, first his question was, do you read them all or do you get help?
Well, sometimes I get help, sometimes I read them by myself, but necessarily I do get help, Aaron.
Well, we have books we read at bedtime, and those are usually more advanced books. And then we have books that you read on your own for school to satisfy the reading requirements. And those are those you read on your own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you recommend some books that a first grader might like?
Well, I was learning to read chapter books and big books.
How about Magic Treehouse?
Magic Treehouse? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Magic Treehouse books? Mm-hmm. What about the books that you just got out, like the Gremlins Don't...
Yeah, Gremlins Don't Chew Bubblegum, stuff like that. Dragons Don't Eat Pizza.
Yeah, there's a big, big line of books like that.
Yep.
And then there's always things like...
She's right, kids.
What about Dragon Breath?
Danny Dragon Breath is part comic book and part chapter book.
And... Who's it by?
Ursula Vernon.
Yeah, very good. Ursula Vernon, who's a friend of ours who writes awesome books. I highly recommend them. And as a fan of reptiles and amphibians, Aaron, you might really get into
Dragon Breath because he is a dragon and his friend is an iguana.
Right, and who's the bully?
A kimono dragon.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't even breathe fire.
And who is the other hero of the second book with the ninja frogs? What is she?
She is Suki.
What is she?
I forgot.
Salamander. Yes. So we, never mind the fact that Ursula is a friend of ours, we highly recommend the books. They're fantastic. I've read them and they just...
The graveyard
keep,
book.
They keep getting better. I don't know. The graveyard book's a little...
Scary?
It's a little scary and a little bit for older kids. You read that with Daddy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so thank you, Aaron. And everybody should check out Aaron's podcast, Aaron's World. We're going to Aaron's website.
So we out as a simple weekend activity.
Okay. Aaron's World. Aaron's up to 13 episodes. We got to catch up with Aaron.
Yep.
Yeah. The Aaron's World is at Aaronstottle, aaronstottle.blogspot.com. Com, not con. That is always my my typo. Com. So you can do Aaron's World if you would like to know about dinosaurs.
Ooh, dinosaurs.
You want to read this? We met a couple when we were in Australia, and
yep,
the princess scientist just loved them, and they loved her. So on TJ Walker's website, tjwalker.com, we found this tidbit. Do you want to read it, or do you want me to?
I want to.
Okay.
On my recent honeymoon to Australia, I sat next to a fellow information
entrepreneur
on a bus trip to a
winery.
Winery outside of Melbourne. We started chatting, and my colleague informed me of her podcast that focused on a literary reviews. Pretty soon, we started discussing it of all the normal topics, i.e., frequency, promotion, guest selection, etc. She was quite a variation of the podcasting veterans of the podcasting scene, and has been doing it regularly for more than 2 years.
Yeah, that's a little off, but keep going.
Sorry.
No, it's not you. It's he.
Oh yeah, there's
he thought
one
you did it
other
for 2 years, which was not quite right. But anyway.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's one other thing. My colleague is 7 years old. 7 years old. She didn't spend a lot of time blathering about he. She's not a technologist. She didn't, and she didn't waste time telling me about having doubts on whether she had the
credentials
to do a show. Instead, she just did a show. She focused on that topic that interested her, books like Harry Potter. If you are an expert business executive or
entrepreneur
of any kind, the story should chill you to the core, because this is a future competition we will all face. You can see her website and listen to her podcast at here.
It's just our URL, princess-scientist.com.
Yeah. This 7-year-old is living in a world where if you want to create and talk to the world, you just do it. In her world, you don't wait for producers to call you. You don't have to go in hand to pitch in
Hat in hand.
You don't go hat in hand to pitch a network
executive.
You don't worry about traditional
credentials.
Instead, you just do. In 10 years, she's got to have a dozen years of regular hosting and producing talk show experience. Will you be ready to compete with her?
You just made everybody just shaking in their boots. They're terrified of you, Princess Scientist. Anyway, hat in hand means you basically go to a network and you say, I really want to do this show. Can you give me money so I can do it? That's you're holding your hat out. So, sorry, we did not get the 2 episodes back to back, but here are the but we've got the feedback, and thank you for writing, and we're not going to take several months off again, right? Right, Pinky Swear? Right?
Yeah.
We're Pinky Swearing here,
woo!
So. All right, let's say goodbye again, Princess Scientist. It won't be so long next time.
Goodbye again.